This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
What? What?
It's live?
He's so quiet. What?
Hey.
It's live.
It's live.
What?
Jayden says live. Live.
How many people watching?
I'm not sure yet.
It's his first time.
Two.
Hello?
They'll multiply.
And hello.
They will multiply, though, like rabbits.
Hello, people.
It's Chaz and AJ Friday After Show thing. I'm Chaz, AJ.
Yo.
Ashley.
Hi.
Phil. And Pumpkin Palms.
Pumpkin Palms.
Yay.
She's going around. She's coming over.
We've never had such a big send-off for someone who's been here for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, she made a big deal about it, so
yeah.
Right. It sort of felt like we had
God bless you.
God bless.
Get right in the middle of goodbye.
Yeah. Right all over that microphone.
It's right inside. Wow. I'm so sorry.
This is
about
her
that.
Mic from Jeez. Now on, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I tried to minimize that. I hate sneezing.
Oh, there's like pieces of food in the microphone now.
No, that's not food.
That's not food.
That's how you get necrotizing fasciitis.
Yes,
that's right.
Big word you mentioned.
Pumpkin Palms has done a great job. She's become a member of the family, and now this is her last Friday here as an intern.
Right.
Yes.
Now she's parking cars.
Yes, I've been making demos, so yes. I'm hopeful. So
demo is it's like a tryout tape.
Basically, yeah. Let us know you can actually speak.
What have you been doing on the tryout tape?
So I did the PLR one. I did a couple of those and I sent those in, got a couple critiques back. And now I'm doing one for Star, which is a little bit different in the obviously the music and like the way that you have to talk.
Presentation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been doing
that. What were they telling you? Like, how do you have to talk? Because on PLR, you just kind of talk normal.
Right. It's more
slower. She's got to talk slower.
Slower.
Yeah. On Star?
On just in
or
general.
Just basic.
The demos yeah. in general.
I'm yeah. on the
Why? How are you talking?
I guess super fast, which I've always talked fast and I've always been told that my entire life. But when I talk, I don't hear it. So I don't really know how to correct it.
Right. Maybe it's nerves too. That happens to me.
Could be.
I think you sound fine.
Yeah.
Right now. She's totally fine. So I wanted her to hear the difference between like how she talks normally and then like, you know, if we're going to talk up like a 17 second intro, she starts talking like this and she gets really fast and all the information is great. It comes out awesome.
Let's hear you do one.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I did one about the Jonas Brothers for Star. So I was like, the Jonas Brothers are going to be at Mohegan Sun Arena on August 21st. Get your tickets. Christian's going to hook you up all week with your tickets. Well, not for the Jonas Brothers specifically, but that's an example.
Wow.
He doesn't have tickets for the Jonas Brothers, so don't call him.
No, but do it.
Did you say it that way exactly?
Do it.
Yeah, pretend you're on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Song's ending.
Right. Song's ending.
What song was that?
Two, like a liner?
I don't know, something stupid.
Like a liner? Okay, so I did one for Dora. So I was like, if you want to go get out of the hot sun.
Wait, is that how you start? You just start talking or
well,
do you say?
Because I was told to kind of put the call letters in the middle instead of coming out of it saying like Star 99.9, my name's Kaylee. Like kind of put the call letters in the middle.
They're trying to hook you in before you hit the button.
Right.
Yeah.
And they say don't curse.
And then give the call letters.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So let's hear you do it.
So, oh my God, I'm super nervous now. But I was like, if you're looking for something fun to do this summer and you want to get out of the hot sun, grab your family, go sit in the air conditioning, see a nice movie. Christian's going to hook you up all week this week with a chance to win tickets to Dora and the Lost City of Gold. And then I would say, Star 99.9, my name's Kaylee. Just call in, like, whatever time.
Well,
that was good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Sorry, I'm, like, really nervous about this.
No, it was good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
And,
keeping it real.
Except for the part where you said, then I would say my name.
Yeah. All right. Well, I missed it. Hi. It would be in the
name.
Middle. So it would be Star 99.9. My name's Kaylee. Christian's going to hook you up all week this week with tickets. Mm. Something like that.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You sound natural.
Yeah, we knew her when. Yeah.
She's got this very natural, like, bounce to her voice. Like, so, like, on PLR when she was, like, talking about Pink Floyd, I'm like, this doesn't match.
You're so
You gotta slow down.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's Pink Floyd.
Yeah, and I feel like for a Star, too, it's a little bit different because you're talking about, like, Instagram, like, relationships, things like that. So it's not, it's all, like, current, who's dating who, things like that.
Mm,
it's a lot different.
Gotcha. Who's dating
Camila
who?
Camila Cabello and
that's
Shawn
what I talked
Mendes,
about, yeah.
Right?
They're trying to say that they're not together, but
they
all
totally
know.
Are.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
We all know. Chaz is like, what are you talking about?
Like, I tuned out.
I fell asleep for a second. Did I miss anything?
Shawn Mendes.
Exactly.
I don't know
what
who
time
she
is right now.
I got you.
thank you for all your help.
Yes, thank you.
And what are these?
This is just a little something so you guys can remember me as your intern.
Oh.
It's not big, right. but it's a little.
It's not big.
See, okay. This bag says my name.
The bag is cool. I'm keeping the bag.
I got one with my name on it.
I have one of mine, too. Mine's easy.
Oh, and they spell AJ right.
Yes, thank you. They usually write shithead.
All right, should we open them now?
Yeah, they're all the same thing.
They're all the same thing?
Oh, okay.
All right, so we open at the same time. My bag.
Yay!
Reach in.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a picture of us.
A picture of us together.
And a pumpkin.
Big happy family.
And a pumpkin.
Because she's Pumpkin Poms. I get it.
Aww.
I love it. And I love mine sparkly.
I'm going to keep my pumpkin next to my pillow.
I got a tall one.
Don't brag, Phil.
Mine's tall and has a beard.
You got one that looked like it had trouble during the birthing process.
They needed a plunger.
That head that's like pulled.
They needed
you mean the forceps? The plunger?
Yeah, they grabbed the head with the forceps and pulled it.
Mine's a perfect
pumpkin shape.
Remember
we had that
shape.
Listener on Long Island? I don't even want to say his name. He might still be listening.
Glenn.
No. Was it?
Don't
say his fucking name.
Yeah, we just said don't.
He doesn't live there anymore. He lives in Virginia now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Glenn.
He had a smoking hot wife, really nice guy, but his head was like this weird shape, like really long.
Like a peanut.
And I mentioned it on the air, and he wanted to kill me.
He did. He called you a CS word.
Yeah.
Everybody's nose is really long, by the way.
He said,
that's so nice.
Everybody's nose is really long.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So this guy had a really long head, like big, and like Phil's pumpkin. Like, just get a shot of Phil's pumpkin. Where is it?
Right here.
Yo, imagine a face on
it. Can we show that?
Yeah.
And show his
that's that guy's head.
Now imagine face. Him trying to put headphones on. It looked like this.
Yeah. Actually, the headphones would look, well, if we're talking about looking ridiculous with headphones, put your headphones on.
Oh, my God. These are so cool.
No, they're not.
Okay. AJ had the perfect analogy.
What? What did he say?
You look like a cooler handle.
You look like one of those small coolers for like a six-pack.
Yeah. I'm going to call you Igloo.
Carry your skull to the beach.
It's Igloo.
They're white because I'm a girl. I love them.
Well,
they're the same ones
thing.
As those, but better.
Oh.
Why are you shouting? Can you hear? Like, the same ones as those.
Mine wouldn't stay white long. Mine would have pizza sauce and cookie stains.
Questionable stains on
mine.
Oh,
they are
yes.
the same brand.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but they look weird and white. It looks like a handle. You have a
look
handle on your
long
head.
This note is.
Everybody's note is long.
Yeah, okay, and so, different. Personalized.
And if, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the little bears on the front, I put your names on them.
AJ's the mad one.
I didn't even notice.
Hey, because he's red. He's all mad.
She by the way, she said.
Why am I the fatter bear?
It just means you're happy.
Yeah, I just made Phil the tall one, Ashley the pink one, and I just kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, the pick
filled
and choose.
In the rest.
Right. I got you. Yeah.
AJ's the mad one wearing pajamas.
Right.
No, you have no clothes on.
Oh, no, this is good.
You're the only one
so
with
so this is what happens when
bear.
I get a card like this.
Right.
I'll just go like this. Uh-huh. And I'm gonna verbalize what I'd be thinking as I'm reading the card.
Okay.
Okay. I'd be about halfway done now. Okay. All right. I'd be about this paragraph. Now I'd be over here. Okay. Oh, that's really sweet. I never read the whole card.
What I'll if she read wrote, it.
I'm not
thank
a word
you.
Person.
What if she wrote, "You scumbag, I hate your guts." You go, thank you, I love it. Yeah. You know, mine.
She wouldn't do
with
that.
Mine, she actually fessed up that there's inner workings here, constantly trying to poke the bear. Says, "I'm sorry that us interns always had to pick on you, Phil." You fuck. I can say that, and this is different. It's not radio.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to have to read this to see what's in mine.
Yes.
I encourage you to
thank you very much.
Time.
Totally unnecessary. I mean, you
yes,
helped
you.
Us. We should actually have a gift for you now.
We did. It's Ashley's headphones.
Here's my gift. Half a can of
here's
Red Bull.
Here's your headphones.
Hey, those
yeah,
are mine.
And a pair of white headphones.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to take my gift back now.
They're purity.
No, thank you for everything.
Just thank you.
I know you're going to have a great career in radio.
Yes.
Thank
we
you
met
guys
your parents.
So much.
Your parents are good people.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother,
yeah.
Even though he ripped you off for $100, he did sign his name on the line to put his life on the line for the United States. He's off to the Air Force, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Air Force, man. Nice.
Yes. I'm so proud of him. I mean, he found out the other day that he's actually colorblind. which what? We didn't know. Yeah, he's 18 years old. We didn't know that.
Right.
So it's delaying his deployment a little bit, but he's still in and he's still going to
go. Is it like the total colorblind or like the red and green colorblind?
It's like, it's just green. Like, it's weird because when they put the, they put those numbers in those colored dots,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you're
yeah.
supposed to read the numbers.
Yeah.
And it was like a really odd shade of green over gray. It looked almost the same.
Yeah.
And he couldn't see it at all.
Wow.
But I can see it perfectly fine.
Oh, was I behind him in traffic one time? This guy didn't move and the green light went on.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be the case.
I was just texting or something.
So but, he could see color, just
yeah.
not all of the colors.
Apparently not specific shades of green.
Apparently he can see green. He stole money from you.
Or he, or
true.
Maybe that's why he thinks he didn't steal money.
Right.
He didn't
I took a note.
See it.
I took a note.
He thought it was a piece of paper.
Right. Some scribble
he
on.
Didn't realize it
and
was $100
president on the front.
Bill. I don't know why.
It had nothing to do with it.
$100 bill is not particularly green. It's
not
got
anymore,
different
yeah.
shades of blue.
Right. It's like Monopoly money now.
Yeah.
They did. They added a lot of color to it.
Yeah. I liked money the way it was green. Leave it green. Why is it going to be different colors now?
By the way, the tribe so far is not a fan of the white headphones.
Damn it.
Mamsie says it's a bit much. And Flanders wants to know what Pumpkin Pom's got for him.
Her undying affection.
He will see in about an hour.
Uh-huh. You have an hour to buy something.
You guys on a road trip to Madison, Connecticut?
We are. We're doing street team today. I'm not exactly positive where we're going, which probably...
It's in Madison.
It's in
the
Madison,
town invasion
yeah.
is Madison.
Right, so. Right, right.
Madison's
and it's my last
not
day on
very
the street
big.
Team.
It'll be...
Your last day on street team?
You keep doing this last day thing.
Wow.
But,
last time doing everything.
Oh my God!
No,
last
it's
time,
not.
Not your last time saying that.
Unless
it's
you
not.
Have something
it's
you want to
your last
tell
day
me.
As an intern.
Intern, yeah. Now, you...
yes.
Oh my God! I feel like there's some like ram next to me.
A ram?
Like,
oh yes.
Me?
Yeah. I keep just out of my peripheral
like,
vision. I see this just this head with these big white things. I'm like, is this a bull?
I keep on
a ram?
Thinking, I keep on
what's
thinking,
over here?
I think she's like a white chocolate wrapped around her head.
I haven't even been looking over there because it's so distracting. Like all week, I just don't even look. Like we used to make a lot of eye contact. This week, I'm like, I can't even look over there because I'm gonna just start laughing.
Is it that bad?
I just want to.
It's
pick,
funny.
I just want to pick her up and like carry her something.
Right.
It'd yeah. be like one of those cartoons when you turn off the lights, all you'd see is the headphones, the whites of her eyes,
yes.
and her teeth.
Yeah, like an episode, like episode of Friends when the episode of Friends when Ross got his teeth cleaned and they shut the lights up, you can see like yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, it's your last time around as an intern,
yeah,
but
right,
then
right,
you'll
right.
Right, you'll
become
be,
an employee.
We'll see you in the hallways.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, you're doing another shift on Star.
Hey,
right?
Look at you. Hey.
Right.
Yeah.
Colleague,
I haven't heard anything yet, but
cohort.
I'm extremely hopeful.
Yes.
Let's get a shot of this guy here. He's welcome to the show, Jaden. He's running the camera.
Jayden. By the way, those are the other comments. You have to slow down when you're turning to people because they're getting like whiplash watching the camera.
Seasick.
Slow turns.
He's making it
slow turns.
He's making it thrilling.
Yeah.
This is Jaden.
Here, come over here. Sit on the mic, buddy.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting
yes.
graduate.
CSB
first thing
house.
They should have told him is use the mic when you're going to talk.
Right.
Hello,
welcome
everyone.
To the show. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
18. Nice.
Yes.
So what do you want to do?
I want to get more into like post-production work and like doing video editing and stuff like that. I've always been interested in like I would go on YouTube and like look up like behind the scenes of Family Matters or behind the scenes.
So
of...
you like the inner workings behind the scenes stuff?
Correct.
Excellent.
Nice.
Excellent.
He came highly recommended from Flanders, by the way. They're the same
yes.
class, sort of, at Connecticut School of Broadcasting. And you guys do a podcast together, too?
Yes. It's called the All Noise Podcast.
No one cares.
All Noise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good. It's smart that he promoted it. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we have a high level of it. See, this is who you don't want to come in after. You don't want to come in after Flanders and Jingles and Pumpkin Pomps because they were great.
It's right. too late now.
So when you, you know, our rule of thumb always coming in after, you know, when you're in radio, you don't want to come in after the legend.
No.
You want to come in after the legend goes, somebody comes in, they fail.
Right.
And, you need the palate cleanser
and
in between.
Then you come in,
right?
Right.
Right.
So you pick the wrong interns to come in behind. Because they've been great.
Yeah, I feel like we're on a streak. I feel like it's like the Mets
streak.
Or the Yankees. We're on a hot streak right
he's
now.
He's going to live up to it. He's going to live up to it. He's doing good so far.
Where did you find pumpkins? It's not even Halloween.
Wait, short attention span theater here.
Wow.
Right.
So the girl, the cooler wants to know where you got that.
Yeah.
Do you want the truth?
No, you don't. Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't saying anything. Yeah, go ahead.
I found them. I'm not even going to lie. I found them in the last back corner aisle of Lawn and Garden at Walmart.
Nice.
So was this a question you were holding on to for like 15 minutes, or did you just think about it now?
I know. I was holding on to it for quite a
while. I was getting very upset because
you're waiting
for
that moment. So, Jaden, Ashley doesn't like you on the mic.
No, that's not true.
She thought you were boring. Ashley sensed a lull in this and thought, all right, I'm going to ask my pumpkin question now because this kid's friggin' boring me to death.
Didn't bring any envelopes for me today.
Oh, my God. He's behind the scenes.
In her defense, her handle's too tight.
Yeah.
Who called me? It was AJ or Phil, I think, that called me a squirrel. It's a little bit true.
I'm pretty sure AJ did.
Yeah, because you're nuts. Yeah.
Right. The attention span of a squirrel.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to go across the street. No, I want to go back.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out in the car.
The
oh, this
gonna
is
go
scary.
The tree. Car.
Yes.
I've actually ran over a squirrel before.
No one cares about you. Ashley made it very clear. No one cares what Jaden has to say.
Jaden's awesome.
I thought you wanted to be behind the scenes, Jaden. Not talking on the mic.
Jaden's
I'm sorry.
You're awesome, Jaden.
No, I'm kidding. You ran over a squirrel?
Yeah, and honestly, tries. I didn't feel bad for the squirrel because...
Jaden! We haven't even officially met yet!
Oh boy,
I know.
I know why Flanders highly recommends him. This guy has no soul!
Oh my gosh. No, They're meant to, you know...
Just
I'm not saying
die
they're meant...
in the road.
Careful, yeah, literally. Careful with your next statement.
No, just say what you're thinking. Whatever you're thinking.
Yeah, I feel that these squirrels are just a little too dumb, and that they, yeah, like he
a lot
said,
of them
oh,
make it across the road and then they come back.
Yeah,
you never see one with a PhD. No, yeah.
Well, where did you run this over?
Was it around my school? Like,
okay. Right.
It took several tries.
But their heads are so small, their brains have to be adequate.
Like, I know.
Appropriate size to fit in there.
But our boss is a small head.
Yeah, and my squirrel's brains were crushed all over the road. I have to take a picture.
Oh my God, right, I don't want to see it.
That's because Phil's cruel.
Yeah.
So Pumpkin Pumps just said that when the squirrel that she ran over, she went over the head.
Right. It was
like,
quick.
It's the innards of its head came out.
Right.
Through the top of its head.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It like opened like a
he
nut.
Seems
yeah.
Fascinated. Cracked,
he's a serial killer. His head cracked.
I'm not,
the squirrel's
I'm not
head
a
cracked
serial
open
killer.
And
he
just,
loves cereal. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. So. Any other comments? We're going to get moving here.
Well, even Flanders is horrified. He's watching right now and he just wrote, Jaden, damn.
Oh, this is the guy who's like had a fist fight with everyone. He's had road rage.
He punched an old man in the face.
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, I'm lucky enough that I don't.
This guy
have
talks a lot for
of...
someone who wants to be behind the scenes. No, just
I'm
kidding.
I'm lucky that I don't have that type of road rage.
Right.
You know,
not yet.
No, you seem too mellow.
Yeah. Give it time.
No,
yeah.
But you seem like the type though that when you do get angry, someone just disappears.
Not really.
Not really. Not completely.
No,
I know where they are.
Right, you'll find them eventually.
Bottom of the water. Yeah. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you so much.
He makes parody spots, and I like that.
Yeah, it's cool. Creativity.
Yeah, I like the one I heard, too. Nice job.
The Marquez Express?
Yeah. We'll start playing
nice.
This. All right, you can walk away from the microphone.
Okay. Thank you, Jaden.
I think he's going to get addicted to being on the microphone.
I think so too, yeah. You can tell.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Pumpkin Pops.
Thank you, Pumpkin Pops.
Last week is next week. Right. Is and AJ, what are you doing this week?
This week? This weekend?
Yeah.
Let's see. Kind of this. I got a cruise night tonight. Cruise night tonight, and then I don't know wherever the wind takes me on Saturday. And now, Ashley?
Ashley, what?
What are you doing this weekend?
Celebrating Eric's birthday.
Oh, nice. Yeah, tell him we said happy birthday.
I will. Thank you.
Good
happy
people.
Birthday.
What is he, 31?
31.
31.
31.
Right now, we're both 30.
Or 30-something, right. As they
until
say.
Until Sunday.
Yes.
Phil?
I'm going to Maine.
To do what?
I'm going to Maine.
Going to Maine.
What?
Nice.
Yeah, leaving in like an hour.
Oh, fantastic.
To
well,
find
let's wrap
other
this
folks
up then.
Yeah.
Tomorrow... at 9:30 in the morning at the Westbrook Elks Lodge, right on the ocean or the Long Island Sound.
Yes.
It's really beautiful. It's a great music outdoor event. And I'll be out there around 3, but it starts at 9:30. There's food, there's music, there's everything. And the admission, all of that money goes to help people who have family members or who are suffering from breast cancer. Also, come on out. Ashley's going to relink it to WPLR.com. We'd love to see you. Jennifer and I will get there around 3. And then Sunday is this event for the firefighter.
Right.
It's like noon to 5, I think.
Noon to 5 is exactly right. 55 Wine Bar in Fairfield. Tickets are $50. You get like hors d'oeuvres, a whole meal. And Ashley, again, is going to link all of that information up so that you can take a look. This guy's been through quite a bit already, and he's got a long road ahead of him still.
Firefighters are always there for us. We need to be there for
them. Yes,
so.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
This sounds like a great event, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great place. I've been there before. They really know what they're doing with food, and the bar selection is just unbelievable.
So that $50 includes food?
Hors d'oeuvres, yeah. As you walk in, like, you're going to start getting stuff, and, like, they're going to feed you right away.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
They know what they're doing.
All right, turn around, get you out of there.
Yep. All right, we'll be linked up at WPLR.com. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Peace out.
Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.